Especially
printers.
Sometimes if I don't have anything to work on, I'll just take a nap in class.
Dude, you know what? That's called efficiency right there. I like it. Okay, Ephesians 6, verse 11. Okay. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And here's our last piece, you guys. It's kind of emotional. Not really. 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and washing thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Okay, I'll pray real fast. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. I pray you just bless us all through your word today, and just I know you've blessed me just in preparing this message, Lord, so I pray you'd just take that blessing and give it to everybody else as well. Help our hearts be ready to receive it, and just make your word clear. In your name, amen. Amen. Alrighty, so this is it. This is our last piece of armor, and it is prayer. So flip over to 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. How many of you guys have been or are going through discipleship? Like one. Have you covered the prayer lesson yet? Most of us. But so this will be a review for some of you guys, but I have a sneaking suspicion. I don't know about you guys, but I always like forget this stuff. So we will just go over it again. 2 Timothy 2, 1 details four kinds of prayer. We're just going to look at one of them today. Oh, sorry. I even have 1 Timothy written. I just dyslexia'd it. 1 Timothy 2, 1. Alrighty. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Those are the four different kinds of prayer found in the Bible. Can someone explain what supplications are? If all of you have been through discipleship, let's see, a little pop quiz.
Supply.
Hey, that's a good way of putting it. I like that a lot.
That.
Man, I don't know who taught you that, but that's really good. Where'd you get that? Is that your dad?
I think my dad. Just like a little
good way from my
That sounds like a John thing. That's good.
Yeah, I was gonna say supplication just sounds like your supplication.
Maybe I just remember that I
just sounds like
the
application of supplication.
Well, it's just like I don't know. I just learned the word supplicate, and there you go. I don't know. Anna didn't know either. Okay, don't come after me.
I taught Kenzie. How'd she learn it?
Yeah, that's not fair. Okay, so can you explain that a little bit more though? Supply.
What you need.
What you need? Say, like, what are you doing? If I'm praying, I guess you're praying, you're asking for something that you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Next up, what was it? Supplications, prayers. What is that?
Conversation with God.
Oh, wow. Hey, all right. The seniors are holding the class up, okay? Next up, not one of the seniors. Well, not one of those seniors. Kenzie's free game. But the intercessions.
Pray on somebody else's behalf.
There we go. The boys in the corner are just like carrying the group. Don't hurt your back, guys. And lastly, giving of thanks. Okay, well that one doesn't really need an explanation now, does it? Well, Xavier, can you explain it for me, Xavier? I knew better.
What's he explaining?
Giving of thanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Thanks doesn't really need one. So we are going to go through those four different pieces. I don't think we'll take a week on each of them. But we always say, you know, that order that's given there is spit, right? I don't know if you guys were taught that.
No.
We were taught that it's S-P-I-T. No. But that really what you want, you don't want spit, you want tips, right? I don't know. You know,
it goes backwards.
So that's fine. You could argue that it's supposed to be S-P-I-T. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's pretty soon we're going to sound like we're saying curse words, so I'm just going to, like, you know. I'm going to quit while we're at, but we're going to cover Thanksgiving specifically today. So, giving of thanks. Probably the first and most important thing that, like, when you open up in a prayer with God, right? Probably the first thing that we all should say, something that comes out of our mouth, should probably be thanking Him for something, right? He's given us enough that, you know, it'd be kind of like rude to just walk in, you know, after you gave someone like $1 million and then they just walk in the door. Hey, can I have this new thing? You know, like at least you'd want to be like, you could at least just say like thank you before you ask for something new, right? So we're going to start with Thanksgiving. And we're going to investigate a couple things in the coming weeks. So get excited. You know, make sure to come. We'll discuss things like, you know, kind of topics of like, you know, why my prayers don't seem to get answered. You know, what do I have a right to pray for? What don't I have a right to pray for? What are the things I should be praying about? That'll be more of next week. But this week, this one's easy. This one is kind of just fun, actually. We're going to look at Thanksgiving. And, I don't really have a complex lesson for you guys. I don't have a lot of points. I literally just, you know, this is another one of those simple ones where it's just like, hey, let's just open up the Bible. Look where the words thanks and Thanksgiving are and just see what does the Bible say about Thanksgiving. So I just have a bunch of like kind of observations about Thanksgiving with verses to back them up. And we're just going to learn what does Thanksgiving do for you? What is the purpose of praying for Thanksgiving, right? I mean, obviously it's number one is like, well, saying thanks. Well, cool. Yeah. I mean that, yeah, duh. But like, right. What does it do for you? What specifically in the Bible does it kind of, what makes it hold weight? And so we're going to look at that. I want to, though, I don't know, I was thinking it'd be kind of fun at some point in time. If you guys have something to write for, we can do, what do we got for time? We have tons of time.
I was just going to say, we should have like a Bible study kind of thing one day where you can bring like your questions. That would be cool.
It's going to happen. I keep rolling them in. Do you guys have something to write with? I was going to say, let's start a list, okay? Let's take 3 minutes here. I'm literally going to time it. 3 minutes, just write down a couple things you're thankful for. Just start getting our brains, you know, going here. What are things that God has given you that you're thankful for that you can ask for? This is kind of coming in without having thought about it. Just coming in fresh. See what some things are that you can think of. What do you need?
A note card.
You certainly can steal a note card.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just doing note cards. Okay.
Yes, note cards are just more efficient.
Okay, they are.
Here's a little
note card.
I'll take one.
Note card.
I'm converting it. I'm going to convert it.
Thank you.
It is a better.
So it's like three things you
can do.
Just keep going. You're making a list.
I'm going to be back.
Things that you're thankful for. I think I might give you two, Grayson, but that's just because you're cool. So.
We have to write our names on this?
No, this is just for you. I'm not taking these from you.
You
should put people on the spot. Come on.
No, this is like, I'm not the one you need to thank. I don't care about your thanks. Yeah. Thanks for making me perfect, Lord.
That wasn't it.
Okay. I'm thankful that you have called me out.
Hey, that's amen.
Anna.
Yeah.
I was gonna put a. I'm thankful that Anna calls me out.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna put on here. I'm thankful for you.
Getting people that call you out are like worth their weight in gold. Yeah.
Those are your real friends.
That's you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people can do it. You're cute. You are cute.
Existing.
Is it cheesy to put like
words? No.
What'd you say?
Absolutely not.
It feels like, I don't know, like it feels like a cheat.
Cheating? What's cheating?
No, I feel like sacrifice. Like if I put like the Lord's sacrifice, like, it feels like that's like a free.
No, this is imagine you're writing a note to the Lord right now.
Oh. Okay.
You could thank him for that, right?
Well,
you can give the Lord bullet points on what you're thankful for. That's fine.
That's what I'm doing too.
Yeah, bullet points are the efficient way. Let's be real. We've got enough to thank the Lord for that you don't need to like write long form. You can just like
S-A-C-R-I-F-S.
I'm too slow.
That's what I was saying.
C-R-I-F-S-C-E. All right, dope.
Good job, Fred.
I can't spell.
He's like,
20
minutes.
20 minutes? The speed of you.
Okay, that's your 3 minutes. Well, write it down. Write it down. I have grace. We're, you know. It gave me an opportunity to sip my coffee, okay? You just keep going. Yeah. I mean water.
Right.
Wink.
Decaf?
It is decaf. I'm an old man now, Anna. Don't you know?
Yes, it shows. What happens when you're a kid? You immediately age 10 years. Nobody knows. They just all label you.
Mm-hmm. And I was already like a 70-year-old at heart, so we're rough. Okay. We're good. Okay. There was no... That list is for you. We will revisit that before the end of this time. I'm honestly going to say the reason I kind of thought about this was, you know, when I started putting this lesson together, I thought of a lot of things I was thankful for, and then just over the course of kind of studying out thankfulness in the Bible, there's just a lot more things that I was like, oh, I need to be thankful for a lot more things.
This note card.
And so we're going to revisit this note card in a bit. Or you can be writing on it the whole way through. But,
I was going to say, I keep thinking of things after you stop the timer.
Well, you'll have time later. So you don't, you know, you can just follow along here. Step one, okay? Thanksgiving. We're going to put... Another heavy flipping lesson, but I'm not sorry. So, number one, gives. Gives glory to God. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? But we're just starting, you know, where we kind of are familiar. Flip to 2 Corinthians 4. And if you guys are like note takers and, you know, need me to slow down, that's fine. Or if you just want to listen, that's okay too, you know, but... 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15. Says this, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound," which redound is just a fancy word saying like kind of to result in, right? "Redound to the glory of God." Right? So, through the thanksgiving of many, the Lord gets glory. And I don't know about you guys, you know, when I think often, if someone were to ask me, how do you give glory to God, right? A lot of times I think, well, that means getting up and giving a good devo. A lot of times I think that means, you know, like winning someone to Christ, going out and witnessing on the streets. And do those things give glory to God? Yes. Absolutely, right? They absolutely do. But we often forget, I mean, at least I often forget, you know, one of the simplest ways that we can give glory to God is just simply by thanking Him for all the things that He's done for us, acknowledging the things that He's done for us, and it just gives Him glory. You know, it's one of the easiest ways, honestly. I can do it going throughout my day, right? Just thanking Him for the things He's done for me. You know, what feels better often, you know, when you are, you guys are old enough now that you're giving gifts, right? You're not just like receiving them when it comes to Christmas and stuff. Like you're not just like little like gimmies. You're old enough, right? Yeah. So what feels better? Okay, so has anybody ever like given, they think like the best gift? Like you put a ton of thought into it, you put a ton of blood, sweat, and tears into like energy. You like thought about it hard and it was like the perfect gift for the person, perfect person, right? You kind of know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Anna, what was,
I don't know what it was, but I put a lot of thought into it.
You know it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, you guys all have that, felt that feeling. And then like...
My cousin, something I had.
Yeah.
Oh, she thought that I just gave her mine.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Mine had a sad ending too.
This cross thing. It's like a frame, and it has like this, I don't want to call it fabric, mm-hmm. but it's like wrapped over like crosses, and there's like a bigger one on it. I think I talked about Miss Anne before. She helped me make it for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we kind of know that feeling, right? Now think about it. like, that good feeling you get when someone, like, genuinely, you give them that gift or whatever, and they're just beyond thankful. Like, that's probably, like, one of the top feelings ever, right? You know? Now, that's even, I don't know about you guys, to me, that's even a better feeling than receiving a gift from that person, right? Like, a gift from that person is nice, but just their thanks and just the ability to give them something and have them appreciate it, that makes me feel great. Think about what the Lord does, though, right? We often try to turn around and give him gifts, you know, but we don't often thank him for the things that he's given us, right? Just put yourself in his shoes. I don't know. Just kind of thought it was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, like, I can spend my entire day trying to do stuff for the Lord, but in reality, you know, maybe he just wants me to thank him for the things that he's given me. Next up,
number
point B.
When did we switch the numbers?
Number two, it gives you peace. Up to Philippians 4. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing. Now, careful in the Bible, right? We've talked about this before. It doesn't mean be careful. What does it mean?
Don't be careful.
What are the two words in careful?
Be careful.
Care. Care. Exactly. So don't be full of care. Basically, don't be stressed out about stuff, right? Okay? Don't be stressed out. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I mean, first of all, I mean, just look at this, right? This is a conditional promise in the Bible. What does it mean by a conditional promise? If I say something's conditional, what does that mean? Exactly, right? Unconditional. We always talk about God's love being unconditional because it doesn't rely on me doing anything for him to love me, right? So conditional is the opposite. Conditional means you have to do something to get it, right? And so that and right there is super important. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding. That's like the equals sign in the Bible, right? If this is a math equation, and is like your equals sign. On the right-hand side is the peace of God. So what are the things that, Grayson's like, no math, no, not math. What's the things on the left-hand side, right? Left-hand side, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. That's not what it says, right? Right? That's what we often do. If I want something, I go ask God for it. What does it say? Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So there's something key here. This is a math equation, right? If I want peace in life, I have to be thankful. If I want peace of God, yes, I have to ask him and, you know, his spirit will comfort me, but I have to be thankful in order for that to be effective. Why is that? Well, let me think about this. Thanksgiving is often one of the, you know, greatest keys to kind of giving you perspective and you know, for example, imagine you're drowning, right? Like, have any of you guys ever, like, felt like you were drowning before, or, like, got water choked down your lung in the wrong place, and you're just kind of like, dude, I'm going to die here. Like, I'm going to be the only kid in the 3-foot section of the pool that's drowning. Now, this is great. This is a good way to go, you know? Like, I don't know if you guys have ever felt that situation or something like that, but think about it. You're drowning. You're 100% confident you're going to die. You're starting to slide under, and someone comes in and grabs you and pulls you out to the side, and, you know, that's awesome. But are you in that moment, are you worried about your phone that's in your pocket? Are you pissed off at your phones? No, you're not pissed off about your phone. I guarantee you, if you actually thought you were going to die, right? At that moment, you are what? Just thankful to be alive, right? That thankfulness kind of overwhelms the loss of the situation. Or think if someone's choking you, right? Or not someone's choking you. If you're choking, there's a big difference between those two. If you're choking, right? you know, like you swallow your pee too fast at the, you know, the, I don't know, whatever, you're out at Chick-fil-A and you just, like, we're so excited. Yeah, I don't know.
Green
PEA. Yeah.
Green
peas. Hey, cool it, you know?
Everybody went there.
Cut a guy some slack, all right? We're not Bear Grylls, okay? We're, right? You're choking. Someone comes around and gives you the Heimlich, right? In the process, they break a rib. Are you mad at them?
No.
No. No. Right? Because at the end of the day, right, that's just part of the process. You're more thankful that they saved your life than you are upset that they had to crack your rib in the process. Or think about it like this, you know, if you've ever, you know, if you hadn't eaten food in a week, any of you guys, like, I don't know, maybe you had to skip one meal once, and it was just like, I'm going to die. Like, my head's hurting, right? You know? Like, you know, you haven't eaten for a week, and then someone, what's your, like, your least favorite food? Anybody?
I like this is best school.
Hey, you keep them fighting words at home, Grayson. Okay, applesauce. What else?
Sour cream.
Oh, Anna. Man. You guys are the worst. Okay, well.
I don't like school food.
That's true. Okay. So. But if you haven't eaten for a week, are you going to be thankful for that food?
Yeah. A week, probably.
A week. A day might not. A week. You probably. If I can get it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. Like, I don't know. McDonald's is, like, anybody, like, super obsessed with McDonald's? I mean, I'm like, it's like, I eat at best, right?
What?
Yeah.
When I.
Yeah. Hey, Chatty Cathy's. Yeah. So, McDonald's, right? We're all kind of iffy on it. You know, it's not great. But, you know, I remember, some of you guys would have heard this story from a long time ago. But when I was giving my testimony, I talk about how, you know, when the Lord had brought me to my lowest point and I had no money, I was broke and, like, literally, like, didn't have food to eat for just a little bit. It was like, you know, I had one day I got pea soup out of, I found it in, like, behind the shelves at work. And I, you know, and it was like the best meal ever. Pea soup and munchies. I ate that for a day. And then, you know, the next day I finally, early, I think it was maybe a week later, I got a paycheck or something. I can't remember how long it was. I ate that whole week. It wasn't that bad. I'm being dramatic. Not really. It was not that bad. But, right, I got my first paycheck and I had $5 left over after paying rent that I could go get McDonald's with, right? And so I sat there and that stupid cheeseburger just made me cry because it tasted, it was warm. And I was so excited about it, right? But here's the thing, right? A lot of times, you know, that thankfulness, right, overwhelmed the fact that McDonald's is not that good. You know, in that moment, that thankfulness kind of was all I could think about. And so in the same way, I mean, think about it. That thankfulness is what gives you peace, right? If I'm really thankful and I'm, you know, realizing all the things the Lord's done for me, I can endure a lot of things down here that might seem like a big deal. You know, I took down the timeline today, but kind of, you know, if you're being thankful for the things that are in eternity, being thankful for the things the Lord's done for you, the things that are down here aren't that bad. And so that gives you that peace. You can't just ask for that peace and then not be thankful and get that peace. Third point. Thanksgiving is a part of developing spiritually.
You should make it just a dollar.
Switch to. Switch to Colossians 2.
It's Morse code now.
Just a little bit to the right. Colossians 2, verses 6 through 7. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. I'll let you flip there fast if you want. Oh no, we got someone trying to join. Oh no. Who is it?
Okay, it seems bad.
Mason!
Hold on. You want to take on this?
We just said his name.
Okay.
He's not on yet.
Oh, that's so facey.
That's still connecting.
Jared, I have 37.
Can you find them?
There
now?
You go. Right?
No, it's John.
Okay.
I have no idea.
He's still burning. I think he probably, didn't see him in time. Okay, Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7 says, "As ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Right? This is a verse that relates being established in the faith, being rooted in the faith with what? Abounding with thanksgiving. So, this is just a way that we can kind of measure our own spiritual development. How thankful am I? Am I really that spiritually developed if I'm not abounding in thanksgiving? Number one, that's something to think about. Number two, it's just part of, hey, if I want to grow spiritually, if I want the Lord to help me grow spiritually, growing in my thankfulness is part of a way to help that, right? Think about it like this. If I'm, a stupid kid's at Halloween, right? I want to be the guy. I want to get the good candy, right? That's my thing. I try my best to get, if I can, I normally do full-size candies bar. I don't think it's this year, but I'm the full-size candy bar guy. I'm like, I would rather make 12 kids really happy than, 24 kids, forget about me. So, that's kind of my attitude. But, there's nothing worse. A kid runs up, right, to the bowl and grabs, a handful, some little runt that just, takes, five, right? You just want to slap him upside the head, and you pull the bowl back, and then he, looks at you, he's like, "Can I have some more?" Right? At least if he would have said, "Wow, thank you for the candy bars. Can I have some more?" I would be more inclined to give him more, right? But when he just has this gimme, gimme, gimme attitude, I'm not inclined to give him any more. Have you wondered if maybe the Lord's that way? We have this gimme, gimme, gimme attitude from the Lord. Do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. I never ask for anything, or I always ask for something, but I never say thank you, right? Amen. Maybe he's just sick of giving me stuff because he knows I'm just going to take it for granted again. Amen. Something to think about.
There
we go.
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
Jared,
what?
He's doing rolling numerals. No.
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 He's doing rolling numerals now.
Stop.
No,
no,
it's amazing.
I'm supposed to write numbers.
Oh, it's numbers.
This is ridiculous.
You're amazing.
No, this is ridiculous. You better.
Numbers, letters, Morse code, Roman numerals?
No. Never again. Derek, never again.
So fast. You can do the
keeping you on your toes.
Okay, so number four. Number if. Thanksgiving is not dependent on how you feel or whether or not you like the things that are going on or whether or not you're actually in that moment, you're excited about it. That's not what Thanksgiving is about. Flip to, we're going to rapid fire a couple verses here. Flip to, literally just a couple. Ephesians 5, verse 20. I think I get faster, but I swear to goodness, I'm just getting slower at finding.
Why are you swearing?
That's a good point. That's fair. That's valid. Okay. Ephesians 5, verse 20. Someone read that for me.
"Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Okay. Next up. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. If you find the one for 5 really fast, we'll do it. I'm just kidding. Ephesians 5, verse 20 and 1 Thessalonians 5, 18.
Wait, what?
1 Thessalonians 5, 18.
I'm looking it up, Jared. Hold on. Hold on, Jared.
What are you doing?
Numbers.
No.
Jared, we got it.
We got it.
Where's five? Okay. Here's five.
No. Oh, dude, that's not that bad. I can
that's
do that.
That's not that bad. It's like a seven.
It's on my phone.
No. We'll draw it like a little scribbly just to make it look hieroglyphic-y.
Yeah.
There we go.
Egyptian hieroglyphic five.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a blow dryer.
Good luck.
It does. Or one of the Theraguns.
Yeah, all that.
If you can say that Apple.
Those things are the best.
What is the word after always?
Always four. Sorry.
For all things.
I can write better if you want me to. I can try.
Please do.
He's like for all things.
Mirror the door.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Someone read that for me.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Okay, we want to talk about doing the will of God, right? And we always talk about, hey, I want to do the will of God. I want to be in God's will. Do you realize that part of his will is you being thankful? You know, that's kind of something I forget about, right? Once again, I always get focused on his will is for me to do certain things and, you know, whatever, right? Part of his will is just for me to say thanks for what he's done for me. But that's not the main point of that verse. The main point of that verse, right? What were those two verses talking about? The first one was saying, hey, give thanks always for all things. Okay? What doesn't fit in that box?
Jay crinkling the bottle.
Okay, right? Always, all things. That pretty much encompasses everything, right? Amen? Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So, there we go. So, now here's where it kind of gets real. You know, where kind of the rubber meets the road a little bit. That means that even when things happen that we don't like, even when things happen that we think are bad, we are supposed to be thankful for them. Pop quiz. Bryson, your arm breaks. Are you thankful?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's the right answer.
I didn't even think about that for a second. Yeah.
Now, maybe not in that moment, right? Maybe not in that moment, but flip to Romans 8:28. Or if someone's got it memorized, can someone say Romans 8:28? Anybody got it memorized off the top of your head? No, you're going.
Jerry, my broken arm can help me witness to the Spirit or something. No. But I'm glad I got that Egyptian power both at the time.
Wait, is this
a
start
before?
I'm sorry.
One to three is literally just Roman numeral. It's one, and then it's two, and then it's three. And then five is like a seven.
Yeah, I like five is
paragraph.
Never again.
Never again.
Is
that actually four in Morse code, though? Is
that
actual Morse code?
No.
It's just a dash.
It's just a dash.
It's just a bullet.
I thought it was like Morse code.
It's like an eye.
Focus.
Okay.
Focus.
Shh. Are we at Romans 8:28 yet? Can someone read it for me?
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Okay, there we go, right? So, technically, right? Well, you know what? Let's flip to one more verse. One more. Colossians 4, verse 2. I know, we're just bouncing all over. It's my secret goal for you guys to just absolutely smear on the sword drills. So, you're going to beat those elementary schoolers so bad.
Colossians 4, 2.
We'll make you fight the counselors. How about that?
Go.
Yeah. Grayson would rather you beat them than feed them applesauce. Okay.
Do you want me to make them suffer and make them eat applesauce?
Okay. Colossians 4 verse 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Right? If you're watching for your prayer to be answered, does that mean your prayer got answered? Right? Not maybe not yet. Maybe not the way you're thinking about it. But are you still supposed to be thankful even though it hasn't been answered, right? Yes. So that means it doesn't matter, right? What situation you're in. We just looked at the verse, Romans 8, right? All things work together for good.
So, if you as a Christian, everything works together for good, is there anything bad that happens to you, technically?
No.
No. No. There's nothing bad. I mean, you can be dumb, right? You can, like, bring dumb stuff into your life, right? But as far as things that happen to you, the situations, like, right? God controls everything that goes on in your life. God controls every situation. Everything that happens to you, God allowed to happen, right? So if God's in control and in that situation and all things work together for my good, does that mean that I can be not thankful for anything? No, right? I'm thankful for all things always, right? So, I mean, what does this look like? This means, like I talked about, I was joking about breaking your arm, right? But, you know, I'm thankful you guys that were around when I got concussed, right? I learned some things when I got, you know, severely concussed a few years ago. You know, it was good. It was worth it in the end, you know? All that time. We've all gone through that stuff. We've all had miserable things. I mean, I'm not stealing Taylor's example. I feel like I use it all the time. But, right, you know, in the moment when his dad died, he probably would have been, like, kind of upset, right? You know, he probably in that moment, it would have been hard to be thankful. But, right, because of that, three of his family members got saved. Right? So I guarantee you nowadays, even though it's a bummer, he's thankful that his dad died. Think about how crazy that is. Right? Because if he didn't die, that means that the rest of his family would have burned in hell. I'm sure his dad was thankful that he died. I guarantee you if you asked his dad, I'm sure were given the choice that, yeah, you can die right now and go to heaven and be with the Lord, and all of your family gets to come later, or you can die right now and go to heaven and be with the Lord, or you can stay alive for 30 more years, right? And then all your family burns in hell for all eternity. It's not a hard choice, right? It's not a hard choice. But here's the thing, and this takes me to the definitive verse on prayer that I want to kind of take us to, and this will kind of set up for next week's. This is the last one here, back up to Romans. This is kind of right by Romans 8:28. Actually, it's Romans 8:26. Whoa, bro, whoa. Nice. That sounded great on the recording. I've been so good about not covering it up with my Bible today. I've been really proud of myself. And then I drop it, yep. Okay, Romans 8:26 says this, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth with our infirmities. What are infirmities?
Weaknesses.
Weaknesses, yes. Spirit also helpeth with our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So first thing you got to realize, in your Christian walk, in your Christian life, your default self does not know how to pray. In your best scenario, you don't know how to pray. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, I mean, just like it takes time to learn how to pray. There's things you can study in the Bible, and we're going to cover it in the coming weeks on, you know, there's things you don't need to pray for, right? There's things you do need to pray for. There's things that you, you know, can ask for, but you can't necessarily expect. You know, there's different things in the Bible that kind of teach you that. So part of that is that you don't know how to pray that way. But also the more important reason is that you never know what God's doing, right? Your best situation is that you can have an idea and you can ask the Lord for something. And there's things that you can obviously, like, you know, God's not going to turn down a request to love him more, or a request to make me more thankful, or, you know, he's not going to turn down that kind of request, right? But if I pray, you know, think about it. If Taylor had prayed, hey, you know, hey, don't let my dad die, right? You know, it could seem for a minute that God didn't answer his prayer, and he didn't, right? But it's because God had a bigger plan. And so that's what we're going to kind of cover in these next few weeks is the concept of, you know, the fact that we don't know how to pray, and so that really kind of changes how we pray, especially as Christians in our time period. It's kind of different. And so I'm gonna leave it like that. We're gonna come back to that, pick up back on it again. But that is you know, we should be able to be thankful for all things. You know, I think it's the, well, I'll save it for the next one. Next up, Thanksgiving. Are we packing up? Did I say something that made people pack up?
There you go.
Well, I'm not done. Oh, I'm not done yet. Oh no, we're good. I still got time. Okay. Okay. Next up, we're gonna go.
Spanish.
I was just about to say that.
No.
No triangles.
If you know how to spell, was it six? Yeah, six in Spanish.
Okay. Thanksgiving is why God created some things. Here's a weird one I kind of found. Flip to, or I can just read this for you, as long as you guys promise to listen to me when I talk, right? Sometimes when I read verses, no one listens. So listen to my words. 1 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. It says for this, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. So meats, it's talking about animals, basically, at this point in time, people eating meats. Which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving. Kind of weird. You realize that there are things that God created just for you to receive them with thanksgiving. He created this thing to be a gift for you so that you would be thankful for it. Isn't that kind of strange? And, you know, but I kind of got to thinking about it. Do you realize that God could have made food not taste good? Like, there's no reason food has to taste good. That's what that passage is talking about. Meat, right? There's a reason that, you know, God didn't have any reason to do that. He didn't have any reason to make sunsets beautiful, right? He could have just made the whole earth as flat as, I don't know, whatever, and like mostly dead, right? But he didn't do it, right? There's some things that the Lord made, and, you know, I think it's just kind of interesting realizing that a lot of creation, a lot of the nice things in life, God made and still allows us to have just as a blessing for us so we can be thankful for him. And yet, you know, okay, that now got me thinking. And Grayson, would you have something?
What was that verse?
That was 1 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. So this now got me thinking, what are other things that I should be thankful for? If meat was created for me to be thankful for, right? What are, I mean, there's a lot of things that are on that same tier, right? Like, you know, sunsets, creation, right? Like the fact that the earth doesn't get too hot or too cold, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm like alive, right? You could go through this gigantic list of things to be thankful for, right? And realize that, you know, a lot of the comforts we have in life, God did not have to allow us to have those comforts in life. He could take them from us at any moment if he wanted to, but for whatever reason, he lets us have them. And so, I don't know, it just kind of got me thinking, what are the other things that God's created for me to be thankful for? And what do I thank him for? You know, I sit down, and I'm sure that passage has something to do with why we sit down and thank for our meals before we eat. But like, do I say thank you before I drink a glass of water? Is a glass of water any less important than food? You know, have you thanked the Lord for breathing this air? Like, I don't know, like, it's just kind of interesting if you start thinking about it, right? Next up, thanksgiving is a sign of the right heart attitude. I'm writing fast. They got done fast today. Okay, I'm going to read this real fast. Now, so this is talking about people, that Christians that disagree on things. They disagree about worshiping on a holy day, and they disagree about eating meats, essentially, worship that are for idols. So listen to me really closely. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. So it's basically saying, he that thinks that you have to set aside a day for the Lord, he does it because he loves the Lord. He that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. So basically saying if someone knows that they don't need to have a special day, then like they can do that to the Lord. I'll explain more here in a second. He that eateth to the Lord, so he that believes that eating meat was fine, eating meat sacrificed to idols was fine, he does it, right? And it says, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord eateth not, and giveth thanks. So here's kind of my point. It was talking about two Christians that disagreed on something, but both of them were doing it because they had their sight and they thought that they were serving the Lord and they were thankful and both were considered right. Here's the real application. Want to talk about real stuff? Talk the COVID vaccine, right? That's the most recent example that divided, you know, the Christians pretty much straight down the middle, right? I know Christians that said, you know, hey, I'm not going to get the vaccine because I'm trusting the Lord that if he lets me have it, he'll get me through it and he knows what he's doing. I also know Christians that say, I'm getting the vaccine because I want to go preach at the nursing home. I want to go preach here, and I'm scared of the vaccine. But Lord, I'm going to trust you that, like, you'll make it all right in the end. Which one was right? Both were right. Right? Right? Both of them, why were they right? Because at the end of the day, they had the right heart attitude. Different decision, both the same correct heart attitude of serving the Lord. And they both could be thankful. So that was kind of the thing that I realized in that passage, that at the end of the day, both of the people in this passage, it says they gave God thanks. So I kind of realized, you know, a lot of times thankfulness is a sign that you've got the right heart attitude. You know, if I'm so pissed about some situation that I can't be thankful, right? If I'm supposed to be thankful for all things, but then I've got a situation where I can't be thankful. Something's happening that I've, like, teacher's pissing me off or homework's pissing me off or whatever, and I can't be thankful in that situation. Guess what? That's a sign that my heart attitude's in the wrong place. It's a barometer. Romans 14, verse 6. I'll read really fast, one more. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, Colossians 3:17, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Everything we do, you should be able to be a thankful in. It's a good barometer. And lastly, I'm going to just say this. I'm not going to write it on the board because I ran out of things. Oh, it's 7. That's cute. That's biblical. I didn't mean that. Thanksgiving pleases God. I'm going to read a verse for you. Hebrews 13, 15 through 16. I'll let you write that down. Hebrews 13, 15 through 16. And this is where we're leaving tonight. Thanksgiving pleases God. It says this. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And once again, this ties back to what I talked about at the beginning, right? I try to please God with a lot of things in life. I try to please him by being the right person. I try to please him by doing the right things. I try to please him by making sermons and, you know, witnessing to people. You try to do all those things. Have you ever tried just pleasing him by thanking him for what he's given you? Right? He puts that on equal footing with these things. Kind of goes back to the analogy of the gift that I was talking about. So that is all I've got for today. Thank you, guys. I was going to give you guys some more time to write more of your thank yous, but take that list. And, like, here's the thing, right? You wrote that down. When was the last time you prayed for all those things? I know, that was Mike convicting me, too.
There you go.
So take that list. Pray it tonight.
Oh, no.
Do it. See if the Lord blesses you for it.